Animal lovers have pushed for years to regulate puppy mills in Wisconsin. These are breeders that turn profits by raising lots of dogs in poor conditions and by hiding those conditions from consumers. This latest version would have the state regularly inspect any breeder who sells 25 or more dogs in a year. Breeders would have to provide their dogs with adequate food, water, veterinary care, and shelter. Eau Claire Assembly Democratic sponsor Jeff Smith says it will help protect consumers who buy puppies from these breeders and think they know what they're getting.
Some will say that this bill does not go far enough, and some will say that this bill goes too far. But like many pieces of good policy and legislation, we think we've hit that good middle ground that will actually do what we expect or what we need in Wisconsin to control this industry.
But a key difference between this plan and previous versions is that this one would no longer create a puppy lemon law. That is, it would no longer entitle consumers to refunds or money for veterinary expenses if they unknowingly buy sick dogs. Eau Claire Democratic sponsor Pat Kreitlow says legitimate breeders had concerns about that proposal. He says this version aims to strike a balance.
My Senate district does indeed have some of the bad actors in there, but it also is home to many people who lovingly and very professionally care for their animals, and we want to make sure that this legislation does right by them as well.
Sponsors say they hope to hold a hearing on this plan sometime in the next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.